that was an ape, a sort of chimpanzee, sociable by nature, living in the trees. It's hard for us to understand just how this chimpanzee became a human being that led to you and me. It evolved an upright posture as it moved onto the plain. With spears and speed and teamwork, it hunted bigger game. Its numbers now increasing, it spread out of its range, with furs and fire adapted as the climate changed. Millennia passed in a blink, this ape spread far and wide. Africa, Australia, took Asia in its stride, till somewhere in the Middle East it settled down to farm in the Fertile Crescent, and here begins the harm. Society developed with its rules and property, and worship of the rulers at the summit of the tree. Religion told us what to do, who should live or die. Civilized, but still an ape, as are you and I. Now wars between the nations, for power and for land, grow wider and more deadly as territories expand. And the language that you speak and the God that you revere define who you belong to and the ones that you should fear. You cannot choose to live apart or refuse to go to war. The king's men will enlist you and many hundreds more, and send you off to fight his fight for glory or for gain. For you are just a pawn, and he won't care if you are slain. So now this ape controls the earth, and nature's in retreat. We mine the land, we burn the trees, farm animals for meat. We rape the planet's oceans, till fish stocks disappear. Even change the climate and pollute the very air. But every species has its day, and maybe we've had ours. To save our species' future may well be beyond our powers. Nuclear Armageddon or catastrophic climate change, it's many generations since we spread beyond our range. Species has its day, and maybe we've had ours. To save our species' future may well be beyond our powers. Nuclear Armageddon or catastrophic climate change, it's many generations since we spread beyond our range.